The SEC Advisory Committee just voted to let stocks trade on blockchains, with three conditions. The SEC's Investor Advisory Committee voted Thursday to recommend that the agency create a regulatory framework for tokenized securities, including narrow exemptions that would allow blockchain-based stock trading under three conditions: mandatory disclosures, routine third-party audits, and best execution requirements for investor orders. The vote is non-binding. But SEC Chairman Paul Atkins responded with language that suggests rulemaking is already in motion. "I expect the Commission to soon consider an innovation exemption to facilitate limited trading of certain tokenized securities, with an eye toward developing a long-term regulatory framework." What the committee actually recommended? The recommendation came from the IAC's Market Structure Subcommittee, which defined tokenized equity securities as crypto assets that meet the definition of equity securities under federal securities law. The core principle is technology neutrality. The format of a security does not change its legal nature. A share recorded on Ethereum carries the same regulatory obligations as one recorded in a DTCC database. Three guardrails anchor the framework. Mandatory disclosures. Issuers and trading platforms would face the same reporting requirements as traditional securities venues. No quiet launches, no opacity about order flows. Routine outside supervision. Third-party audits of the blockchain infrastructure, smart contracts, and custody arrangements. The committee specifically flagged concerns about settlement mechanics and intermediary regulation as areas where blockchain introduces new risk. Best execution standards. Platforms trading tokenized equities would need to prove they seek the best terms for investor orders, the same standard that applies to broker-dealers routing stock orders today. The committee acknowledged the upside directly. The delivery of the tokenized security and the payment can happen as a single transaction, with ownership records embedded directly into a single blockchain. That is atomic settlement, collapsing the T+1 window that traditional equities still rely on into seconds. The risk paragraph nobody will quote. Buried in the recommendation is a blunt warning. The most significant risk associated with the tokenization of equity securities is that these reforms or grants of exemptive relief could introduce new risks that investors do not understand and impose higher costs that outweigh the benefits. This is the committee hedging. The concern is that tokenization could layer smart contract risk, blockchain congestion costs, and wallet security complexity on top of a system that already works. If a DEX front end is compromised and tokenized, Apple shares are drained from a liquidity pool. Existing investor protection frameworks have no playbook for that scenario. The recommendation treats this as a reason for caution, not a reason to stop. The three conditions above are designed to contain exactly these risks. Why Atkins's response matters. More than the vote, advisory committee recommendations have no legal force. The SEC can ignore them entirely. What makes this different is Atkins's immediate response, signaling an innovation exemption, which suggests the commission was already working on a tokenized securities framework and used the IAC vote as public cover to accelerate it. This tracks with broader SEC posture under Atkins, who took the chair in early 2025 with an explicit mandate to make the agency less adversarial toward crypto. The SEC-CFTC MOU signed earlier this month already signaled a thaw in interagency crypto turf wars. A tokenized securities exemption would be the first concrete product to emerge from that shift. The competitive pressure is real. Europe, Singapore, and the Middle East are already running tokenized securities frameworks. The EU's DLT pilot regime has been live since 2023, and Singapore's MAS has approved multiple tokenized bond issuances. If the SEC does not move, tokenized equity products will simply launch in jurisdictions that have already said yes. The tokenized RWA market crossed $25 billion earlier this year, with BlackRock's Boodle Fund alone holding over $2 billion in tokenized treasuries. But tokenized equities, stocks that trade on-chain with real-time settlement, remain the white whale. No jurisdiction has fully cracked it at scale. The SEC moving first on a major equity market could set the global template. What this means for crypto infrastructure. If tokenized equities arrive on public blockchains, the infrastructure winners are already visible. Ethereum and its L2s handle the bulk of current tokenized asset volume. Solana has positioned itself for high-throughput settlement. Hyperliquid's permissionless market already lists equity futures alongside crypto pairs. For crypto card users, the downstream effect is indirect but real. Tokenized equities on-chain mean more capital sitting in wallets rather than brokerage accounts. That capital becomes spendable through self-custody cards or stablecoin-funded cards without a traditional off-ramp. The gap between portfolio and spending balance shrinks. As of March 13, 2026, markets are reflecting cautious optimism. BTC trades at $71,209, 2.7% in 24H, ETH at 21.07, 4.1%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 30, still in fear territory. The tokenized securities vote did not move prices, but the exemption Atkins promised could.